It's time for the Open Tomb Ministries broadcast. Open Tomb Ministries, the family church at 5655 Temecuana Road. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Worship service at 10:30. Tuesday night Bible study at 7. Here's Bishop Strobridge with today's message.
That I tried to be aggressive to her because it was in my nature to control. And watch this, I'm going to say this. Whether you're watching us on social media or you're listening to us on the radio, there are some of you now in a relationship where you feel in prison. You feel like you're being controlled. You're in a marriage and you feel like you're being controlled. You feel like you can't be yourself. You're forsaking the truth for the sake of peace. You're sitting on a lot of things that you want to say, but you won't do it for the sake of peace. You feel like you're in bondage. But I come to realize the easiest thing to do in the world is to try and control someone else. But the greatest thing you can do is control who you are. And when you can get control of you, then you have way there. Because you need control of who you are to give the control of your body, mind, and soul to God. So my prayer today is that there would be a total surrender. And as you're in search of the things that are extremely essential, you must search for Christ, because no man can come to God except to come through Christ. No man can get to Christ except God send them. So you need to search for Christ and you need to search for God. And you need to search for the kingdom of God and all of God's righteousness. And he says all things will be added. But then there's one more thing. You need to be in search of who you are. And my beloved sister, you'll never find who you are if you don't look for you in Christ. The light shined in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And the light was the light and the life of men. If you are living without the light of Christ, you are living a lifeless existence. Come on, everybody, bow your heads with me. Bow your heads with me. Hallelujah. If you're in here today and you say, well, Bishop, you know what? That's me. God has given me hundreds of ideals and I just keep letting them pass me by. And he's just motivating me and he says it to me over and over, but because I don't believe it, it's not prevailing in my life. Maybe you want to say, Bishop, I just need a word of encouragement. I need to know that the world has lied to me. I need to know that the enemy has lied to me with everything that he said about and to me through others. I need to know that he has told a lie. I need that assurance to know that I am precious and I am unique because of the hands that made me. Bishop, you're telling me that I was made by the very hands of God and put in this earth. That's what I'm telling you. If you're in this place and you say, I just need a word of encouragement, come on and lift your hand with every head bowed. Just lift your hand real quick. You say, I just need encouragement. You may be that person that something has connected to your life and you feel like you can't get rid of it no matter what you try, no matter what it is. You've become dependent upon that to maximize your sanity. You become to depend upon that to be who you think God has called you to be, and you feel you can't see your life without it. Come on, just lift your hand. Hallelujah. Lord God, I stand before you today in the midst of your people. Lord God, I say thank you, and I am thankful. But Father God, what we need right now is we don't need power. What we need is to acknowledge the power you've given us. We need to know, Lord God, that everything we need has already been placed in us and that we're loaded with potential. We're loaded with purpose. We're loaded with destiny. We're loaded to move towards our destination. And Lord God, we need to move. There are some who have stalled out in the traffic of life. We need to help them understand, God, that they got to get going again. They have to search with all of their might and all of their power to know that purpose is waiting to give their life meaning. It's the deposit that you desire to make in this world through all of us. Lord, we thank you so much for the word today. As we do all we can to encourage people, whereby they may do their part in your kingdom and get the work done. We ask for your divine protection as you've always done. As we keep our eyes on the kingdom and we care very little about the worldly things, we say this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If you believe that God heard it and you believe that God has answered this prayer today, you gave God a mighty hand clap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, sit down. Come on and sit down.
Y'all look so beautiful today.
Hallelujah, you look beautiful today. I got a few things I want to say real quick. I want to say once again, happy Valentine's Day. Fellas, I don't know what you have planned, but if you have a lady in your life that's good to you and that's always stuck by your side, you be good to her and you love her. When a man chooses a wife, he says no to everything else. He says no to everything else. And I believe that a man and a woman would never really experience a marriage until they do it in God. Until they do it in God. Amen. Amen. Sister Verdell, know that we're always, my beloved sister, praying for your recovery. Brother Nate, we're praying for you. Let us know that it's purpose that keeps us around. And even when we feel we're at our lowest, God says, hey, I think I can do a little bit more with you. And I want to say to my both naturally and spiritual beloved brother, you probably got more life than I got. God has told me to tell you the numbers are going to change. The numbers are going to change. You know what I'm talking about. We know we ain't talking about the lottery. Hallelujah. God has blessed you with a wife that love you from your toes to the top of your head. Hallelujah. So we thank God for all of the wives today, and I wouldn't dare stall you out because I'm always talking about how I love my wife in here, and I think it's a good thing. But I want to say that my wife told me the other day, she said, honey, you know how much I love you? I know how much she loved me, but the male ego wanted me to hear her tell me. So I said, no, you know I don't know that. Go ahead and tell me. So she began to tell me how much she loved me, and as she sat there with tears in her eyes, she said, you know what I've come to realize? She said, there's absolutely nothing wrong with me for loving you the way I do. She said, what's wrong is when someone can look at our love and feel that there's something wrong with it. Then there's something wrong with what they got. You see, because this is definitely a love in Christ. I want to also pray for my father-in-law. This is why it's so important to be in touch with each other. He's been going through some major challenges. His heart has not been functioning the way that it should normally function. And I don't doubt that the moment the Lord took his wife, his heart began to malfunction then. It is hard trying to live with only half of yourself. That's what he's been called to do. But I want him to know that you've been doing pretty well so far. And behind the tears, he continues to remain strong. I want us to remember the Clark family today as well. For those of you who do not know, my wife recently lost her grandfather. He was the staple for the family. And the family right now, they have the ability to totally fall apart because he kept it together. And I want us to remember them in our prayers. Let us also remember my family in your prayers, and know that we are often on our knees for all of you. I want you to know that we love you so much. We're family in here. That's all we can be. We don't have a choice. Quinn, we pray for you, Shirley. Y'all don't know that this is a special young lady, and I'm gonna get you out of here, but she come from not hearing song to singing the songs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want just all of you to know that we love you, and as Pastor Elect Lady, we're here for you if you need us. All you have to do is give us a call. And I wanted to specifically say, and I can say this to the entire family, but I want to just say this to you. I saw who you were when you came. You have become a blossom of a beautiful rose. You were the subject of me and my family the other night, my wife and I. I said, wow, she's transforming. The way she dresses, everything is transforming. Like, wow. And that is a sign of someone who has gone through a lot, but I think God has got his hands on your heart now. And we're not perfect, and we make mistakes, but all of you are so connected, and you're so faithful. Hallelujah. I just want to say this, and we'll take up our offerings. I came in last night into my office, and my office was just decorated so beautiful with roses and all kind of old stuff, and I was just blown away, my wife and I. I like to give credit where credit is due, and all of you are always doing something to just reflect God's love to me. And from what I understand, that my beloved sister Judy came in and decorated the office last night. I just want to say thank you, because that I'm a very simple guy. I don't need a lot. I don't want a lot. I just don't. I just love doing what I'm doing. But whenever somebody goes above and beyond to say, hey, we love you, it really makes me feel that my life is valuable. And so I want to say thank you for that. And yesterday the men was with me at the funeral we performed, and they did well. I want to thank God for those that stand by me, and where I know that I can depend on them. I thank God for you so much. And I want everyone to know I'm praying for all of you. I'm praying for all of you. Let's keep my honey in prayer, because she needs to be strong to deal with me. And we keep my children in prayer as well. Hallelujah. At this time, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and prepare our gift of love.
Listen again next Sunday at 8 p.m. as the message continues from Bishop Stobridge at Open Tomb Ministries, the Family Church at 5655 Timaquana Road, Sunday School at 9:30, worship service at 10:30, Tuesday night Bible study at 7, Bishop Stobridge's books, The Mystery of Creation and the Discovery of Self, and The Fulfillment of Purpose are available at the church and Amazon.com.